Pacifica Radio's coverage of the hearings right here, streaming at WBAI.org, broadcasting at 99.5 FM on listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI New York.
Hi, this is Take Charge Your Health with Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist, clinician assistant, and Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Listen, learn, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye!
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health, and I'm Carol Peterson, pharmacist and certified nutritional practitioner. This afternoon, I have the famous Tony Bates with me. Tony, are you there?
Of course. Of course, I'm here, Carol.
Wonderful. We have something really special today. Many times we've talked about olive oil, and Corrine takes us on these fantasies of food and cooking, often including olive oil. Now, we've worked out a fundraiser to bring you a very unique and actually new to the United States product. So Corrine has pre-recorded some of the background information for us. She had a interview with Despina Wilson about this olive oil, and I wonder if we could get that portion started. What do you think, Tony?
Let's do it. We, of course, are hosting a fundraising program today, so we're going to be offering this unique olive oil. Again, as you just mentioned, Carol, this is new to the United States, and in line with what Corrine always does on this program, she's bringing cutting edge information to this audience here in New York, and we're excited to be presenting it. So let's move forward to the interview.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health, and I'm Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist, physician assistant, and we have a uniquely special interview today. I'm really excited about it. I've done lots of preparation, some of that with my tongue tasting and enjoying the flavor, so let me go forward. We have with us today Despina Wilson, and she is the marketing and communication partner of Adams Trading Group, and this group is trading with importing Adamatus olive oil. So we get to learn about olive oil, understand olive oil, and understand how when we go into grocery stores, how many of the benefits that we hear are not available to us through what's on the shelves. So, Despina, welcome.
Hi.
So we've got lots to learn today, and we're going to be depending on you to help us. Okay. So I became aware of Adamatus olive oil when a friend of mine brought it over and I tasted it. And I must tell you, it knocked my socks off. Mm-hmm. It was so delicious. It was just amazing. And then I met you and I started learning about the benefits of this specific olive oil and why this olive oil, I buy extra virgin olive oil, even organic extra virgin olive oil all the time, but none of it tastes to this degree, this depth of flavor. And maybe you can explain some of that to us, please. Why?
Yes. There's very little education when it comes to olive oil in the United States, I have found out. Basically, a source of that could be because the FDA in the United States has categorized extra virgin olive oil in one big umbrella, when in fact there are very many categories of olive oil and some pitfalls that people need to know what is involved with olive oil. We at Adams Trading Group, which is a parent company of our company in Greece, Adamadas, we specialize in the medicinal olive oil, which is truly it's pure gold as far as the health benefits. Now, the olive oil that you buy in the supermarket, many of those oils are blended oils, meaning that it's olive oil from various parts of the world, be it Italy, a little bit from Greece, Spain, Morocco, what have you, number one. Number two, it could be actually pure olive oil. However, it comes from different varieties of trees. And that plays a huge role in the taste, aroma, texture, color, and so on and so forth.
And quality, isn't it?
And
the medicinal quality also, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There are many, that's why the Mediterranean diet is the best diet recommended by doctors and all the experts in the field. Because olive oil is very, very therapeutic. As a matter of fact, there is a European regulation. I believe back in 2012, they did 432 studies, and they developed this regulation about olive oil, and they came to what we know as the health claims of olive oil. Olive oil, in its purest form, reduces blood pressure, protects the arteries, reduces cholesterol, reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes, prevents many types of cancer, prevents strokes, fights premature aging, reduces the risk of depression and dementia, slows down the progression of Alzheimer's disease by up to 40%, reduces inflammation in the body, protects the digestive system, strengthens the immune system, and improves the symptoms of allergies. These health claims that I just read are the health claims of that European regulation. Now, we've done studies above and beyond this, and as a matter of fact, the latest study that was completed by the World Olive Center for Health, which is based in Athens, they have found that it reduces the white blood cells in people that suffer from leukemia. So it actually kills those bad white cells, if I may say.
Inflammatory.
In leukemia patients, yes.
Now, the
regular olive oil, imagine if you consume the medicinal olive oil, and I can describe the difference between the regular quote-unquote olive oil and the medicinal olive oil.
Well, I would like to be, before that, I'm going to write that down. We'll go right back there. But I'd like to read something out of Dr. William Lee, Eat to Beat Disease. And he talks about olive oil. And I look for olive oils made from one specific olive at a time, and that are high in polyphenols. And he talks about the Cornacki and the Pictual olive, and he talks about only three areas that have really documented their high polyphenol count, and that is Greece, that's Italy, but in only specific areas, and that is Spain. Those are the only three areas that, that have documentation. Now, now you were saying you have documentation. Well,
yes, we.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Yes, as you correctly said, the highest polyphenol count is produced by a type of tree called Koronaki type. And we at Adamadas in Greece have obtained the DNA as a backup documentation to prove that all our trees are of that type of tree, which produces the high polyphenol. And I believe that many people and many businesses that have been in the health field for quite some time do not quite know what polyphenols mean, and I can explain that.
Would you please? We would like to understand. Polyphenol is many, poly-many, and a phenol is an active component of the of antioxidant portion of the oil. Is that not true?
Yes, it is true. Polyphenols are actually natural compounds produced in the olive fruit itself, and they are released once the olive fruit is crushed during the refining process when making the olive oil. As you mentioned, the poly in the word is derived from the Greek word meaning many. So there are many polyphenols. At least six are produced by the olive fruit, of which oleacin and oleacanthal are the most oleacanthal are the most potent. Oleocanthal, which when extracted alone and put into a capsule, for example, is very potent, and it's a natural supplement that is better at pain management and reduction of inflammation than ibuprofen, than your normal ibuprofen. It's nature's ibuprofen, if I may say.
How delicious is that?
Yeah.
So
The polyphenol supplements may not offer the same health benefits as the polyphenol-rich foods and are not as absorbed by the body as effectively as the raw olive oil high in polyphenols. Polyphenols are actually together with other dietary reducing agents such as vitamin C, carotenoids, protect the body's tissue and associated
olive oil. Many different shows of relation, blocking oxidation of the cholesterol to protecting the arteries and the lumen of the arteries so circulation is able to happen. It's really exciting. But you know what I learned in preparing for this talk? I have many patients that come in with severe stomach aches. And after testing, we find out that they have H. pylori. And their doctor wants to put them on antibiotics. Fun. First of all, because antibiotics do not work that effectively. And so you end up with a very strong antibiotic for one course. You go back and check to get checked again, and you very likely have to take a second or third course of these very powerful antioxidant or antibiotics, which literally blow out your intestinal flora. Come to find out, H. pylori is blocked by good, strong olive oil, extra virgin, organic if possible, with very high polyphenol count. And it blocks H. pylori. That's pretty darn exciting when we look at that clinically and what is happening with people where their whole immune system is being pushed out while they're trying to treat this, when an oil can treat it perfectly and effectively. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks, whereas the antibiotics can take 4 to 6, and now you have to build up your intestinal flora again. So please go on. I needed to just put that in there.
Yeah, just to give you a perspective of the potency of this medicinal extra virgin olive oil, your regular, let's say, mixed olive oil that you buy in the supermarket could be between 25 ml polyphenols up to maybe under 100. And still, it has some good health benefits. All the universities and everyone doing studies, you know, the health benefits of olive oil, research-grade olive oil starts at 250 polyphenols, milligrams per kilogram. It starts at 250 and above. So in the supermarkets, you may find olive oil up to 50 milligrams. There's other virgin olive oil and extra virgin olive oil, you know, under 200. Right now, we are producing polyphenols of over 800 with a projection of producing in our next harvest at the end of this year of over 1,200.
So I love what you're saying, and I love the fact that through a single source and correctly processed, which we will get into shortly, the different forms of processing of olive oil, we can get these very high polyphenol counts. I hear that. I even hear advertisers talking about olive oil and high polyphenol, which I bought. And it's nice tasting. But I look at the bottle carefully, and I do not see a single vineyard or a single producer. I do not see the name of where it comes from. But guess what else? Mm-hmm. I do not see polyphenol count. And that, so I'm purchasing high polyphenols on faith without any record of what I'm dealing with. So they can say high polyphenols, which is really true for the rest of the olive oils on the shelf, are at 100. But the medicinal begins at 250. So I am attempting, now I'm still getting benefit at 100, but I am attempting to give the maximum benefit from my family with no proof. It's all about faith. And personally, I want some proof. So this, what you're putting together is being researched and very well researched. Mm-hmm. It's researched in Europe and registered in Europe as one of the highest polyphenol count olive oils that is produced out of Europe. But it's also being researched here, is it not?
It is researched here. As a matter of fact, we are, as we speak, submitted our olive oil to two universities, and they're doing research with our oil. One is the Rush University in Chicago. It's a 3-year study, and they are giving it to patients who suffered ischemic strokes, meaning strokes from blood clots. Mm-hmm. So one group will be fed sort of a version of the Mediterranean diet. The other group will be fed what is called a Nourish diet. It is along the lines of the Mediterranean diet, but heavy on high polyphenol oil. So we committed 2 tons of our oil. Search. They require about 8 tons. So a quarter of that oil is coming from us, and they're doing it as we speak right now. The other research is in the University of Minnesota, and they're doing an anti-aging a study right now. We do have a source of more than two dozen studies or more of specific studies on specific ailments, down to fibromyalgia, down to multiple sclerosis, and so on and so forth. It's literally a liquid gold.
And this is with specifically your olives.
Yes.
Now, the part that I find most exciting, which is lacking in other bottles, is that every single bottle that you have is documented as to the amount of polyphenols and as to the location and as to the type of olive. Can you explain that to us just quickly?
Yes. Just like every other supplement that you buy from the pharmacy or wherever you buy your supplements, there is a pamphlet included or some kind of a description as to the content. In the same sense, in the same way, our medicinal olive oil comes with the actual lab analysis that tells you the level of polyphenol, and the acidity. The best and healthiest is one that has 0.02 acidity, and we show how we meet those guidelines.
Well, that's pretty exciting, because now I'm purchasing something, and not only on faith, I'm purchasing it with some proof directly on the bottle that's there available for us to understand what we're really getting. But guess what? What if we can't get this specific olive oil? Because you're not really importing it yet. Mostly it's being used for research, okay?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've got a surprise at the end of the show. You're going to have to stay tuned to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not really importing it yet. So what do we do if we can't get a hold of this oil with the proof on the bottle? How do we evaluate what we're seeing on the shelf?
Okay. Because there's so little guidance for buying olive oil, and because there are no official guidelines as to the differences between the olive oil choices, I will be giving you some tips that will at least weed out the worst ones, leaving you with a better selection of the best quality olive oil. Buying olive oil, of course, can be daunting. We see the shelves full of it.
Full?
Full. However, with a little bit of knowledge that I'm going to share and a simple checklist, you'll be able to throw out more than half of these, leaving you with the better to best quality olive oil. So the first tip is buy olive oil that is sold in dark glass bottles. Better are the oils sold in these kind of bottles, because they have less light exposure, and heat does not affect it as much. Heat tends to destroy an oil's flavor, which is why we should avoid anything sold in a clear container, especially a plastic one. It has to be a glass. And when you have it at home, you have to stow it away in a cabinet away from your stove. Normally, people stow it, you know, on the bottom bottom cabinet where their cooktop is, or close to their stove. Keep it away from the stove in a in a dark place. The label: prefer the variety labeled as extra virgin. Olive oils labeled simply olive oil or pure olive oil are often made with lower quality processed oils that have little taste. Extra virgin oils undergo minimal processing, so their flavor and aroma molecules remain intact. In contrast to wine, olive oil does not improve with age. Look for bottles indicating a best buy date on the label. Ideally, olive oil should not be more than 18 months old. An estate name on the label, that's an interesting kind of tip. Small producers who grow and press their own olives often include the name of their estate on the bottle. Chances are you won't recognize the name, but that doesn't matter. Having any name on the label is a sign of quality. Quality seals on the bottle, i.e. organic, non-GMO, etc., and the EU and the country of origin of the organic seal. These seals mean that about 95% of the oil is made from olives grown without the use of pesticides or synthetic fertilizers. The seal is typically an indicator of a good product. Another tip, the color. The greener, the more bitter. The more golden, the milder. So which to buy? Buy extra virgin olive oil rather than light pumice or refined olive oil. Virgin oils are richer in polyphenols than refined olive oils, but virgin alone isn't a guarantee of high levels of polyphenols. Look for oils that are cold pressed, since heat destroys the polyphenols. So if you follow these few tips that I said, you will be able to weed out at least half or more of the olive oils on the shelf.
Well, that'll help us. And I'm going to post this list on what to look for in olive oils on our Facebook page, Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine and Carol. And so there'll be this list there that you can download and understand. So when you're going to purchase, you can sort through and find the best options available. But we have a big surprise. And I said in the beginning that it's really not in this country yet. It's just coming here. But we are one of the first importers. What Despina, who is, actually began her life around Brooklyn and Long Island, loves WBAI. And so what she has done is she's donated bottles to WBAI. And could you explain to us, because there's two different types, could you explain to us the different types? There's one that is so delicious. It's like, if you're a foodie like I am, it's orgasmic. Mm-hmm. And the other one is so delicious also, but it's at the end. There's a little pepperiness to it. What's the difference there? Can you explain that to us?
One type of oil that we are donating is our medicinal high polyphenol oil. This oil measures at 805 milligrams of polyphenols. That one was probably the one that had a little bit of a burning in your throat taste, but nonetheless very rich, very aromatic. And this, of course, is the medicinal one, the supplement. The other one is around 300 or more, 305 and up, which is
so it's still medicinal.
Still medicinal, but that one is a little more mild, and that one you can use for your everyday salads, cooking, and what have you, but still very aromatic. So both are high polyphenol, both are medicinal, if you may say, but the one is a supplement, and it is it has a supplement label on it with all the ingredients, and the other one is a nutritional grade. So we're offering it as a dual package for anyone that is interested.
Well, that's pretty exciting because, first of all, we're getting made available to us something that is in the process of attempting or beginning to be imported into the States. And we're the first. We're the first. And it is excellent. When you get products like this, we get so excited. And Despina, we really want to thank you for supporting public radio, especially at a time like this when free speech is being assaulted with everything that it can be. This is a free speech radio that depends. We don't have sponsors. I am not blocked in putting this on the radio because one of our sponsors is an olive oil producer. No, we get to put on what we think would be best for our audience, what we think would be best to share and maintain the health. The exciting thing about this show that's been on WBAI in multiple incarnations for about 22 years. The exciting thing about this is that we and the information we give supports our audience health, and the audience supports our health. They're the blood that goes through our veins, and we are the information that allows themselves, their families, their communities to be healthier. And this olive oil, the minute I heard about it, I immediately contacted you and said, oh, I know you're not importing it full time yet. I know it's very available in Europe. Can you please come and speak with me? And I was so excited that you jumped at the opportunity to be able to assist the public radio station.
I wanted to say public radio stations are the best way right now, one of the best ways to spread the word. Our mission, our big mission, is to do outreach and educate the public about olive oil, especially the medicinal olive oil that very few are familiar with. We have found through either anecdotal data or interviewing ourselves that even, you know, venues such as, for example, here in Delaware, where we are, there are several stores that are an equal to, let's say, Whole Foods. And they've been in business for many years, but we found that they are not familiar with what polyphenol oil is, high polyphenol oil. So we have a daunting task, but doable. And we want to be out there to educate the public that, you know, don't take the ibuprofen. It may cause stomach bleeding, for example. Take high polyphenol olive oil, which does a better job and is natural. You can't overdose on it. You can put it in your salad or on your bread and not worry for side effects. So public stations, radio stations such as yours, is an excellent venue, and we're hoping to come back, you know, with our study results and everything else that's coming out on a daily basis on the health benefits of this oil.
So we will be here and we will welcome you. We love the information. And thank you so much for spending this time with us and sharing the information that you so generously shared with our audience. I know it'll make us healthier. So we will speak soon, and thank you very much.
Well, wasn't that something? I'd like to do a little bit of a shout out to Anna Alexia Den. I hope this comes out okay. She's also facilitated this donation of olive oil to WBAI. And thank you very much. She's a longtime WBAI supporter. And thanks for supporting this show and all the other support over the years, Anna. And wow. So we want to make this olive oil available to people who will donate money and support WBAI. We have both forms of the olive oil. The medicinal one, as they were speaking about, for a donation of $100, we'll send you a bottle of that. And just to put this in perspective, this is going to have a recommended retail price of $45. And for a donation of $75, the nutritional polyphenol oil will be available to you as a premium. And the market price of this is anticipated to be about $20. So what an advantage. Tony, are you here with me? I would like to give you the phone number for WBAI. Call in at 212-209-2950. That is for your donations at WBAI. You can also go to WBAI.org and fill in the forms to make a donation from your bank or credit card. Or another site to go to is give2wbai.
Yeah. That's correct. That's give2wbai.org. Give.
Thank you.
Numeral 2wbai.org. 212-209-2950 is the phone number for you to call to make a donation right now. So, folks, again, we're bringing something to you that's unique. Kareen does this on a regular basis. What's great about this program, Carol, and what you and Kareen do here on the program, is that it literally not only informs our listenership of how to treat their physicality, their body's letter, better, but in many cases, people come back to Kareen and say, this stuff has worked for me, has changed my life. And I also want to point out, Carol, that it is on this very station where I began to learn about olive oil. As when I began to work here and learn about the benefits of olive oil, people over the years have said to us, this station is like a university on the air. And as we know, there are many, many benefits. So what are we talking about, folks, in terms of benefits? The interview you heard was wonderful, but there's new information as well showing that olive oil literally contributes to reduced death. We've heard about the heart, of course, the cardiovascular health, the help with blood flow and veins in general. But in recent studies being done at Harvard, they studied people who used olive oil, 100,000 participants in the study, and it showed that any cause of death, people that had taken olive oil regularly were 19% less likely to die of any cause of death. People with cardiovascular disease, 19% less chance of dying from that if they had regular effective olive oil in their diet. Folks that had cancer, that was 17% less when they regularly used high polyphenol olive oil in their diets. Folks who also had neurodegenerative diseases, that was 29% less likely death when using high polyphenol olive oil. And even folks with respiratory disease, 18% less than those who did not. So we're talking about a food here that is a medicine. And if you heard this in the interview, the other item that's important to note is that you can buy polyphenols as supplements. The body does not absorb them the same way it does when it is presented as a food. And that's why we're bringing this olive oil to you today. The phone number to call, 212-209-2950. For a donation of $75, we will send you out the food-grade olive oil. For a donation of $100, we'll send you out the medical-grade olive oil. For a donation of $150, we're going to send both of those to you in a package. And so now is the time to pick up that phone and make that donation. 212-209-2950. We've had other people on this station for many years talking about olive oil and its benefits. In this case, we're bringing one to you that's exclusive. It's not even being imported to the United States yet. 212-209-2950. They have paperwork showing that the DNA of their olives is unique and impactful. And that's, again, why Kareen Frenari jumps on this before the general public knows what's going on. And that's the benefit of supporting WBAI. You're serving
Tony,
not...
I'd like to interject here a little bit on polyphenols, because I don't think it was quite clear how important these are. Poly means many, of course, but the reality is it's thousands and thousands of plant chemicals, flavonoids, anthocyanidins, catechins, all of these are molecules in the plant, and they tend to give the plant colors. You've heard of things like the rainbow diet, where you make sure you have colorful fruits and vegetables. That's the thing with this olive oil. When you have a high polyphenol olive oil, you're going to have those colors. It's going to go from golden to green. The more color in that olive oil, the better the product. So I'd like to also point out this area in Greece, it's Messenia, has a microclimate that is very low in rainfall and has hot sunny days. And this gives the plant some stress. And the increased stressors on the plants, on those olive trees, increases the abundance of the polyphenols in its fruit. And that's why this particular olive oil is way above your average product that are in the shelf. So think about all those olive oils on the shelf, and this is the quality way above what you can buy at the grocery store. So again, 212-209-2950 for your donation to WBAI Free Speech Radio. We've done a lot in our series lately, going back to the basics. But we thought olive oil, how basic is that? We know there's tons of that on the shelves. Lots of choices to be made. Hopefully you can make a better choice. I will be listing that information on our Facebook page, Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine and Carol. So you don't have to take too many notes today. It'll be there. Look for us there. So $75 will get you the premium of the food grade olive oil product. $100, you'll get the medicinal grade, and that probably shouldn't even be in your kitchen. Probably should put this in your place wherever you keep all your supplements, and away from heat and away from bright lights. And then finally, for both of them, if you'd like to try them both, $150 donation to WBAI will get you one bottle of each. That's 212-209-2950. Tony?
212-209-2950 is indeed the phone number for you to call. And of course, you can visit our website at give2wbai.org to make your donation. That's give the numeral 2. But again, folks, we want you to pick up the phone. We need a few more people to get on the line now at 212-209-2950. A $150 donation gets you both of these different olive oils. One is specifically food grade, but still achieves the level of medical grade because of the polyphenol level. The other is specifically medical grade, and we're going to send both of these out to you. And what is the point of that? Why are we sending you olive oil? Well, olive oil, of course, turns out to be incredibly helpful in the human body. There's another doctor running around the internet who's doing great work, and olive oil is a primary plank in his How to Get Healthy platform, and he's become so popular, every celebrity is using him. But he speaks about this. Our olive oil, however, has paperwork backing up its validity, backing up its strength, and studies are being done with it right now to show its effectiveness in the health of the human body. We want to get this into your hands. Remember, again, this has been donated to the station, so we have a limited number. We don't have an open number like we normally do. This has been donated. And so when we run out, we run out. So pick up your phone right now, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. A $150 donation gets you both bottles of olive oil. Your donation, though, goes to keep the station on the air, to keep this kind of cutting-edge information, this kind of, it isn't even imported to the U.S. yet, but you can get it on WBAI information. That's what we're talking about, 212-209-2950. And, Carol, I believe that we have another clip that we're going to go to very quickly. We have another short clip of Corrine in conversation with our guest. We're going to go to that clip, and we will be right back after this quick break. You're tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM. Carol Peterson is your host. I am your guest co-host, Tony Bates. Please stay tuned.
I just wanted to point out what distinguishes the Adamadas polyphenol oil and the regular extra virgin olive oil. As I mentioned, as we speak, our high polyphenolic oil is being used in two studies in the United States, one for ischemic stroke patients and one for anti-aging. Our extra virgin olive oil is both extra virgin olive oil and high polyphenol. That has a meaning. Our company has the DNA fingerprinting of our trees based on what is called the SSR markers, which is the popular tool for characterizing reputable research-based cultivators. The DNA fingerprinting documents that our trees are of the Koroneiki type, which is the type that produces the highest polyphenols. Part of our team is the World Olive Center for Health, who is the holder of the patents on how to extract the highest polyphenolic levels of oil from the olives. Every reputable olive oil company in the world that produces high polyphenol olive oil has its lab analysis done by the World Olive Center for Health, of which we have a first-hand relationship. In other words, they are part of our team. We have doctors and subject matter experts on our team that oversee every single step of the process, from preparation to harvesting to milling and refining, to ensure the process is within the patented formulation and parameters so as to guarantee the highest polyphenol production. Our trees are tested daily around harvest time to determine the peak harvesting time and day that will produce the highest results. We back up every single one of our bottles with an analysis pamphlet in the box showing the level of polyphenols included. And our trees are located in Messenia. It's in the south west part of Greece, which is the heart of the best olive oil and olives in the world, called Kalamata olives. No matter what other high polyphenol oil sellers in the market claim as being the best, the Messenian extra virgin olive oil is the best because of the optimal microclimate that the trees grow in, with low rainfalls and sunny and hot summers. The microclimate of the region endows the olive oil of the Koroneiki type with top taste properties, and that is why it is considered one of the highest quality olive oils in the world. So believe it or not, the less you water the trees, the better the concentration of aroma and medicinal properties.
Carol, that's another very interesting clip about the olive oil and its effectiveness. Maybe you can take us to some of the things you see in practice with olive oil and how it affects some of the patients that you guys see.
Well, I love that they mentioned that there's a study going on at the University of Minnesota on aging. And you referred to the study about a decreased rate of dying with people with higher amounts of olive oil in their diet. That's one of the first principles of anti-aging medicine. You can't die. So having said that, where you see reasonable and rational studies that show that there are long-term benefits, this is something you cannot realize in just a few days. The documented data that this study from Harvard used was over 28 years. So we can start to make some assumptions that might have some validity. So that study was just published actually in January 2022. So that's brand new, hot off the press information. Having this olive oil, again, she's also referred to decrease in blood pressure, cleaner arteries, less diabetes, the type 2 diabetes, less possibility of strokes, and that's what they're doing at Rush University in Chicago. Less depression and dementia. And the one thing from the study where they said neurological deaths were down by 29%. That's huge. There is no drug available right now in our armamentarium to relieve us of dementia and Alzheimer's in a fashion that effective. So I like when she also says the anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving qualities stack up against ibuprofen. So how many times do we have some chronic and irritating pain? And that's what we reach for. How much safer it is to have a dose of olive oil. And I just like to say what the dose ought to be. It's a 20 gram dose, so that would be kind of a scant tablespoonful. And this is raw olive oil. That means that there is no heating done in the processing, and it should be eaten raw. Even the nutritional, where we say use it in cooking, I'm going to urge you not to heat the oil. Use it raw. Just pour it on your cooked foods after you cook it. Let's say you're steaming some vegetables, then pour a little bit of olive oil on it. Do not like pan fry or saute with this olive oil. It's too precious. You don't want to break down any of these polyphenols. You want full benefit. So this anti-inflammatory property is huge. That's also tied into aging. We have some researchers believe that aging is simply an accumulation of inflammation. They've even given it a little word, inflammaging. So it's another possibility of slowing down the rate of aging. And your immune system is boosted. And don't we need this at a time like now where our immune systems have been so challenged over the last 2 years? Every single
thing. We've all suddenly become aware of our immune systems and how important it is to support them. Over the last couple of years, folks, I think we can see that many people's focus has changed to their health and the necessity of us to take care of our own health, to take charge of our health. Because so much of what we saw over the last 2 years changed. They said one thing, then they said another thing, then this applied, then it didn't. And the responsibility is ours, not only research, but to care for our bodies. And that's why Corrine and Carol bring this kind of property to the airwaves for you. We've got about 5 minutes left, folks, and we need to get about 15 more people onto the phone lines to reach our goal for this hour. We're offering you both bottles of this olive oil. One is food grade, one is medical grade. Again, as suggested by Carol, she prefers you use them raw. Pour them onto your food or your salads if you make oils with your salad or dressings for your salads, that sort of thing. But it's yours for a donation of $150 at 212-209-2950. We're near the end of the hour. We need another 15 callers onto the line to get to our goal for today. So let you be the next one. We accept your American Express card. We accept your MasterCard. We accept your Visa card. We accept your Discover card. The important thing is that you take that phone out of your pocket, take the action, dial the number, and make that donation to keep this station bringing this kind of cutting edge. And when I say cutting edge, you can't get this stuff in the United States. It's not being imported here yet, but you can at WBAI. This is not the first time on Take Charge of Your Health I've said those sentences. It's because of the work, the quality of work being done in this program, the care that goes into our listeners. Corrine doesn't bring anything to the airwaves that she doesn't think will impact you in a positive way, which will allow you to take charge of your health. 212-209-2950. My name is Tony Bates. I'm on the air here with Carol Peterson. We're encouraging you to support this great radio station and to support this great radio program, Take Charge of Your Health. We understand that you're bombarded with media, that you're bombarded with products. That's why we don't have commercials on this station, so we can bring you stuff that we believe in. Not stuff, as Corrine said at the top of this, she's not beholden to put this on the air. She's doing this because she believes it will have a positive impact on you. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We're still looking at about 10 callers away from our goal. Let's step up our game. Don't forget, you can always visit give2wbai.org. your donation goes to supporting programs like Law and Disorder. Your donation goes to supporting programs like The Morning Show, Frenchie Davis over there, and Felipe Luciano doing their thing on The Morning Show. Your donation goes to support Gary Bird, Brother Imhotep Gary Bird, all the great work he does in this city and in our community. That's what your $150 is donating, but it is also one that you're donating is going to support, but it's also going to support your health. It's going to make sure that you're here to keep to continue listening to us so that we can symbiotically support each other. 212-209-2950. Just a minute or so left for you to pick up the phone and make that phone call. Again, we accept your American Express, your MasterCard, your Visa, your Discover card. Take the time now. It takes about 3 minutes to process this whole thing, and then you're going to get some stuff. Again, been donated to the station. We have a limited number. Y'all better jump on this right now. 212-209-2950. Last words, Carol Peterson.
Well, thank you. I hope in this hour people have enjoyed the possibility of another tool to take charge of your health. We always want to give you practical information. Yes, it's a fundraiser, 212-209-2950. We want the best for you. We want the best for this radio station. Thank you so much, Tony, for co-hosting with me today. I really appreciate your help. Reggie, thank you for your help. It was flawless. This has been a great show. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. We're about to transition to the Pacifica's special coverage of the House Select Committee public hearing on the January 6th attack. I think this is day five. I could be wrong about the day for sure, but what I know for sure, it will be hosted by Mitch Jesrich. And before we go into that, this is my time to make an appeal to the listening audience. As you know, WBAI is making attempts to raise funds to make sure that the rent for the transmitter over at Four Times Square, which the transmitter is the device that allow us to be broadcast throughout the tri-state area in a 90-mile radius. Yeah, 90 miles. You can hear this radio station within a 90-mile radius, and that's pretty big deal, you know, where the potential listenership is up to 25 million people. We need to pay the rent for that, as well as paying the rent for the space that we hold here at 388 Atlantic Avenue, where the studios of WBAI is located. And just without going to any elaborate, anything elaborate, we're behind the rent over at 4 Times Square, 2 months. We're 3 months behind the rent here.